Act 3. Channel 4. Scene 1. A few months later, at the airport. Narrator. Thanks to the success of the pie-throwing booth, the Benny Goodman Middle School Orchestra is on its way to Washington, D.C. There is an array of luggage and instruments at the airline ticket counter. Ms. Steinberg. Can you believe that we'll be landing in the nation's capital in a couple of hours?
You all have worked so hard to make this trip possible.
I'm so proud of all of you. Patty. If it weren't for the clarinet section, we might not... Miss Steinberg. All of you worked very hard, and you showed how well you can work together. Oh, is that thunder? Scene 2. Later that day, at a Washington, D.C. hotel. Narrator. Patty and Ada leave their room to visit Dylan and Tim's room across the hall. Ada. Wow. I can't believe we can see the Washington Monument from your window. Tim. I can't believe we're actually here. I was sure we were going to miss our connecting flight because of the thunderstorm. Dylan. I wasn't worried at all. My dad travels all the time on business, and he's always almost missing his flight. Ada. My aunt works for an airline, and you should hear some of her stories about people who miss flights. Patty. Well, I want to get my luggage. If we're going out to dinner tonight, I want to change my clothes. Tim. Yeah, I'd like to practice before we go out, too. Maybe Ms. Steinberg needs some help sorting our instruments and luggage. Let's go see if we can help her. Narrator. Dylan opens the door. Ms. Steinberg is standing in the hall with a worried look on her face. Dylan. We were just coming to look for you, Ms. Steinberg. Is anything wrong? Ms. Steinberg. Unfortunately, our luggage and instruments seem to be on a plane destined for Japan. Tim, Ada, Patty, and Dylan, speaking in unison. Japan?